Melanie Rembrandt is founder and principal at Rembrandt Writes. She and her team provide public relations content and consulting for clients across many business sectors. Melanie's here to share with us her insights on the intersection of content marketing and PR. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Doing well. So at the very top level, and you're a PR professional, and we're going to get to how PR is different in a moment, but what's your definition of content marketing?
Well, content marketing in a nutshell is basically using content to increase sales, credibility, and brand awareness. And the great thing about content marketing too is it can be very unique to your business. You want to send out targeted content that's unique to your market, and that makes you stand out from the competition and also give your customers what they want.
With content marketing, Melanie, you're not necessarily or probably not talking about yourself, your company, your enterprise, right?
Correct. Basically, you want to provide value. I mean, it's very well known that recently the search engines have changed their algorithm and they're really looking at valuable content. So it all goes back to your customers and what they want, what kind of information is newsworthy and valuable to them that they'll want to share with others. And the kind of content that you provide, if it's valuable, you'll build credibility as well. So your customers know that you're providing your expertise, information, other than just a sales message.
Perfect. Now, PR is very distinct and unique from advertising and marketing. If you would, for our listeners or readers, talk to us about the differences between PR and advertising and marketing.
Of course. Well, the one thing that is very unique about public relations is that you can get third-party credibility that you simply cannot purchase. For example, with public relations, you send out a targeted message at the right time to the right people, aka media members or whoever you're trying to get the story to. And if they print a story about you, it's not sales, it's something people read, it's very credible because someone else is writing about your business. With advertising, you're basically paying for people to write about your business or post an advertisement. So that's what makes public relations very different. However, in the old days, everything used to be separate. Your marketing was separate from your sales. However, today there are no silos. All of the communication works together. For example, if I'm sending out a public relations message that's newsworthy to a targeted media member, let's say they write a story about it. Well, at the end of that story, your target audience members are going to read that and wonder where they find more information. So that being said, you want to have a landing page on your website ready so that customers can find more information. You want to have possibly a newsletter registration set up so that if people want more information, they can sign up and you get their information and can send them more content and valuable data over time. Mm-hmm. Also, you might want to have an email campaign. You want to write a blog about that particular newsworthy item that you're sharing with public relations. So all of it works together. Public relations is not a separate entity anymore. It has to do with content, which ties in with all of your marketing content that you're already doing.
I know, Melanie, in your practice, your business, you're very efficiency-minded about how you serve your clients and the companies that you work with. Talk to us a little bit about efficiencies and about how business owners can improve their own content strategy and do it in a cost-effective way.
Of course. Thank you for that nice compliment. Efficiency is important to save time. But I think if people want to start a content marketing strategy, the important thing is to start with a plan. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time. You basically just need to think about what the messages are that you want to get across and when. And you write those down, and over time, and let's say in the next 3 months, you make a plan for 3 months as to the sales messages you're sending out there, what you're promoting, and also who's responsible for that particular content. Then you're going to look at your analytics, whether it's your social media analytics, your Google analytics, or some kind of website analytics, to see what your customers actually find important on your site. What are they clicking on? What is the most popular, most valuable to them? And then you think about that in your content strategy. Well, what venues are they using? Are they clicking mostly on blogs? Are they using social media? Are they really reading your newsletter? Once you figure out what messages you want to get across, you want to figure out what venues you're going to use to send those messages, whether it's a blog, a newsletter, a press release, etc. And you put that all into a big editorial calendar or just a big spreadsheet of what's coming up in the future as far as your content goes. Then you at least have a plan of action. And the great thing about today's technology is once that you've entered that content online, you can actually look at your analytics to see if it was popular or not. If your content is not popular, then you can change it. If your content is popular, then you know what your customers want and you can give them more. So it saves you a lot of time and effort, and you're actually giving your customers what they want.
Real-time feedback from the marketplace so you know exactly which paths to follow and which ones to not follow so much, perhaps, right?
Exactly. It's very exciting today because technology can actually help you save time and money. You know, previously you would just send out information and hope for the best, but now you actually have the feedback that you can look at because your customers are key. You want to give them what they want.
Beautiful. Melanie Rembrandt, the company is Rembrandt Communications, the website RembrandtWrites.com, and for the blog, it's RembrandtWrites.com/blog. You can also reach Melanie's company at 800-PR-10116. Melanie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, David. I really appreciate it.